This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fireworks illuminated the sky over Japan's national stadium in Tokyo as the Olympic opening ceremony came to an end Friday night. The opening ceremonies of the pandemic-delayed games were held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although some dignitaries and invited guests attended, including U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. Mostly masked athletes waved enthusiastically to thousands of empty seats. Officials banned spectators from all venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites, in a step taken by the authorities to try to curb the spread of the virus. About 23% of Japan's population of more than 120 million is fully vaccinated. Infections have been surging, with Tokyo hitting a six-month high of 1,979 daily cases on Thursday. Protesters faced off with police outside the national stadium as the opening ceremony for the 2020 Olympic Games was about to begin in Tokyo. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police stopped demonstrators moving forwards to get nearer to the stadium, one officer shouting into a megaphone, "Since it's dangerous, please do not push." The anti-games lobby hold up placards, "Stop the Olympics, no Olympics, and cancel the Olympics, save lives." The games, largely without spectators, are going ahead as the International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government face strong opposition within the host nation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The widow of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse spoke at his funeral Friday in his hometown amid heavy security following violent protests and fears of political volatility in the Caribbean nation. At the end of the funeral, Martine Moïse, who was seriously wounded in her husband's assassination, spoke publicly for the first time since the attack, her voice growing stronger through the 15-minute speech.
Si vous croisez les bras, regardez les bourreaux. Le sang ne cessera de couler.
She asked, why is wanting to democratize a sin? How are fighting for equal opportunities to enter the civil service become condemnable? A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries hurried to vehicles amid reports of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about the unrest in Haiti. The Biden administration says China's sanctions on six individuals, including former Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, are another attempt to bully internationally recognized NGOs and those who work for human rights and freedom. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday that the sanctions illustrate China's isolation from the world.
These actions are the latest examples of how Beijing punishes private citizens, companies, and civil society organizations as a way to send political signals and further illustrate the PRC's deteriorating investment climate and rising political risk.
China sanctioned six Americans and one NGO as part of a reciprocal move to U.S. sanctions against seven Chinese government officials working in Hong Kong. A new poll shows that most Americans who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 say they are not likely to get the shots. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 45% of the unvaccinated adults surveyed say they definitely will not get a shot, and 35% say they probably won't. Just 3% say they definitely will get the vaccine, and another 16% say they probably will. Those not likely to get a shot express doubts the vaccines will work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do. Nationally, the CDC says 56.4% of all Americans, including children, have received at least one dose of a vaccine, and vaccinations are starting to increase in some lagging states where COVID-19 cases are rising. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.